Can a tree own itself? An exhibit at the Carnegie International explores new ways for humans to relate to nature. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports on the project, which seeks to give a tree legal personhood.
The tree was planted last spring on the edge of the Community College of Allegheny County campus on the north side. It's a black gum, still young, about 10 feet tall. Leafless in winter, it stands on a bluff overlooking Route 65 and Acrisure Stadium.
It's doing great. Yeah, it's a happy tree. It's done a little bit of growing.
Jake Malofsky is with nonprofit group Tree Pittsburgh.
So we come out in the summertime when we're watering it. We gave it a nice big mulch ring and we've been weeding it. We put this black plastic guard on it to make sure that if any deer come by, they don't rub it with their antlers.
All that you'd do for any tree, but this tree might be unique in all the world.
If a tree had the potential to fight back when a corporation was trying to log it and its, you know, forest brethren down, that would be incredible.
Talia Hyman is a curatorial assistant for the Carnegie International, the prestigious Carnegie Museum of Art Showcase for Contemporary Art. This piece, titled A Tree, A Corporation, A Person, is by the German collective Terra Zero. Co-founder Paul Kohling says the group sought ways to conserve forests without resorting to charity.
The basic idea came from a feeling that maybe our current terminology or frameworks to describe ecosystems or represent ecosystems are not really sufficient to the complexity in which we stand with them.
The project created a type of nonprofit corporation called a 501c4, which is permitted to support political causes. It's called the Pittsburgh Lobby for Tree Personhood, and its goal is to get this young tree declared a legal person. That would mean, among other things, that it could own itself and its tiny plot of land. Legal personhood does not usually grant a non-human entity all the same rights as a human. Even under controversial U.S. Supreme Court decisions granting personhood to corporations, the designation is a limited one. So too, says Paul Kohling, with a black gum tree.
Our approach is to argue that these natural systems are some sort of to position somewhere between like a natural person and a legal person.
There is some precedent for such efforts. In New Zealand, a river sacred to indigenous people got legal personhood in 2017. And last year, an animal rights group fought unsuccessfully to convince a court to grant legal personhood to an elephant at the Bronx Zoo. University of Pittsburgh law professor Mike Madison says we need to carefully define personhood. The question is not whether an animal, plant, or inanimate object can think or feel pain. Rather, he says, if a tree is threatened by air pollution or a construction project,
does the tree have the basically right to be represented by a human being in court for somebody to go in and say, I'm here to advocate for the best interests of the tree?
But Madison guesses the law won't change without a fight.
Do we want to grant standing to a tree to have the tree advocate for itself if there's a question about land use? You know, if I were a lawyer for a real estate developer, I would say absolutely not, right? You know, you don't want to have trees standing in the way of progress.
Ultimately, Terra Zero hopes to found a limited liability corporation with the tree as sole shareholder. It could then generate non-fungible tokens, NFTs, that could be sold to fund its upkeep. But that's in the future. Back at the tree site, Jake Malofsky of Tree Pittsburgh says he appreciates that this art project acknowledges what trees do for humans, from managing stormwater to capturing carbon.
That the tree has its own inherent value and it is working, and that we should be placing value on that work and not just taking it for granted as kind of some externality.
Still, Malofsky says, a tree that was legally a person would present some interesting puzzles.
You know, if somebody came and hit it with a lawnmower, is it going to sue? You know, these are questions that I wonder about as a tree care professional.
In other words, this is one tree whose story might be rooted as much in future law books as it is in the soil of Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, I'm Bill O'Driscoll.